KFO. We're joined by David Pratt, the foreign editor of the Sunday Herald, and Ian Bond, who's a former ambassador to Latvia and director of foreign policy at the Centre for European Reform. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
David, first of all, from what you're hearing there about the situation on the ground, does it seem to you that, the rebels here are trying to, as it were, simply get to a certain point where they have what they see as the limits of their sphere of influence and stop?
Good question, and difficult one to answer, to be honest. You know, almost since the outset of the beginning of this conflict, it's been very difficult to determine precisely what territorial ambitions, if you like, are afoot here. Clearly, you know, there are areas that strategically they want to hold. We've heard about Debaltseve, wherever, and Donetsk. But it's difficult to determine just how far they're prepared to go. I mean, only this morning or yesterday, I was reading, for example, you know, the second largest city in Ukraine, Kharkiv, you know, which is a considerable distance from the front line, but which has had a series of bomb attacks and attacks there, which many believe the separatists may or may not be behind. Now, There is talk there that perhaps that's the next big target, you know, that they're aiming for that also, which would be a considerable extension of the territory currently held. So it's difficult to determine how far they're prepared to go. But clearly, they're determined to consolidate, as we've just heard from the report from Ukraine itself. They're clearly determined to consolidate the gains that they have.
Mm. And Ian, we're seeing quite a lot of, at the same time as this military action is on the ground, we're seeing this sort of propaganda war, and we're seeing this demonstration in Moscow. Is there, in effect, a sort of the resumption of a Cold War here between East and West?
That's been there for some time, I think. The level of propaganda that's coming out of Russian state media is really quite extraordinary. Only a few days ago, Russian Channel 2 television showed pictures of a Russian nuclear launch exercise, and intercut with the pictures of soldiers in their bunker was a mock-up of what London would look like if it was attacked by a Russian nuclear warhead. So there's a level of hostility being generated towards the West, which is really quite extraordinary.
And as a former ambassador to Latvia, do you fear that the Baltic states are next in the Kremlin's sights?
I don't know whether they're next in the Kremlin's sights. There are other vulnerable states on Russia's flanks, including Moldova, for example, which has a weak pro-Western government, which might be even easier to pick off because they're not members of NATO. They don't benefit from a NATO guarantee. But there are some worrying signs that the Russians are trying to stir up trouble in the Baltic states, and I certainly think we need to be very vigilant.
Where do you think this goes as far as Moscow's concerned, David? They clearly are in touch with the separatists, even if they're not sending in regular troops, but they're sending in materiel and so on. I mean, what do you think their sort of strategic goal here is?
The strategic goal, I think, I mean, you've got to look at this also from a Russian perspective, you know. I mean, there clearly been concerns for some considerable time about what they perceive to be encroachment, NATO, Western encroachment, on territory that they hold dear, if you like, or feel entitled to. You know, the level of involvement between Moscow and the separatists has always been there's been massive question marks over it. No, very few people are in any doubt that that's considerable now. I was writing only this week. I mean, there was a meeting of the White House summit, actually, in Washington this week, which was looking at violent extremism. And one of the visitors to that particular summit was a man called Alexander Bortnikov, who's the current head of the FSB, for example. Now, if anyone knows about the relationship between Moscow, the Kremlin, and the separatists, it's this particular gentleman. Now, he very rarely travels. He was there, and the suggestion was that he was there to talk to the Americans about the current situation on the ground. There was no formal talks arranged, but that seems to have been the case. So, you know, it's behind those kind of closed doors that we get an idea, or someone will have an idea, as to what the kind of ambitions, the territorial ambitions are that Moscow may or may not have in that sense. But at the moment, I'm not convinced. I mean, we've just heard that from Ian that, you know, there is obviously attempts to stir things up in the Baltic states. But I would question just how far Russia is prepared to go with this. You know, I mean, certainly it looks very dangerous at the moment, but I think there were probably quite considerable limits to their ambitions too.
Ian Bond, have we in the West misread what Moscow intends in places like the Baltic states, but also Ukraine, and even whether Moscow has ambitions to stir things up within the EU in places like Greece.
No, on the contrary, I think we've underestimated what Russia is prepared to do. We should have realised in 2008, when Russia invaded Georgia, that we had a serious problem. And the fact that we got back to business as usual with Russia within a few months of that, I think gave Putin confidence that the West was not going to react to pretty much anything that he did. And so I think the situation is more worrying than David implies, because I think that Putin is a man who is very good at exploiting what he perceives as weakness.
He's a man who's very good at exploiting weakness, but he's also very calculating. I mean, you're talking about Georgia a moment. You know, I covered that conflict, and I do remember being in Tbilisi, you know, as Russian tanks were moving in that direction. They never, of course, didn't finally reach Tbilisi, but you know, what amazed me was the level of American influence and involvement in Tbilisi, the physical presence in that city and in that country at that particular time under Mr. Saakashvili's regime, you know. And, you know, you could see always from Moscow's perspective concerns about the extent of that influence, you know, on what they perceive to be their doorstep, you know. So it's two-way traffic here, I think, when it comes to concerns about influence within that region.
Ian Bond, if Moscow's pushing back, how far will they push?
Well, it's a very good question, and I'd look at it from a slightly different point of view from David, because although it's true that NATO membership has enlarged, NATO members are spending far, far less on their defence than they have ever done. Russia faces smaller forces on its borders than I should think it has done at any time since the Second World War. And in that time, Putin has quadrupled the Russian defence budget. So there's something rather odd going on. And I don't take entirely seriously his claims that, you know, this belligerent West is threatening him.
Do you think, Ian Bond, though, that is an offensive force that Putin is assembling?
Well, you know, you have to look at what's going on. And certainly what has happened in Ukraine is pretty offensive. I mean, I would challenge the basic contention that this is a civil war. All the opinion polls before this violence kicked off showed that even in the east of Ukraine, the overwhelming majority of people wanted to be part of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And it's really been stirred up over the last year.
Okay. I would agree with that. You know, I mean, when I visited eastern Ukraine at the beginning of this particular conflict last year, the vast majority of people I spoke to there had no desire to fall under the embrace, if you like, of Moscow. They were determined. They recognised that, you know, they'd been disenfranchised, that, you know, they didn't have the degree of autonomy or attention paid by Kiev that they were entitled to or felt they were entitled to. But that's a far cry from wanting to fall under Moscow's influence. And I don't think that was the case.
OK. We'll leave it there. Thanks very much, David Pratt from the Sunday Herald, and Ian Bond, former ambassador to Latvia.
Targets, setting them, meeting them, missing them, they are a constant now of many work environments. Most controversially recently in our NHS, its accident and emergencies turn this week, and our police force. Cue tense exchanges at Holyrood this time over the police stop and search.